Hello, I'm Ileana Pena, Associate Chief of Cardiology at Montefiore Einstein Vascular and Cardiac Center in the Bronx, New York. This is my blog. So we have spoken many times about the 30-day readmission rate for heart failure. And in this year, 2014, hospitals that exceed the national average by a certain number of percentages will now be returning 3% back to Medicare. Last year it was 2%, and the year before that it was 1%. Hospitals are spending a lot of resources and a lot of money to place patients in some kind of system that will reduce the 30-day readmission rate. But it's given us another concern. Do you only focus on the 30-day readmission rate, or do you focus on the totality of the care? And so as we touch on this topic today, I want to take a little bit of a different view, and that is the 40,000-foot view for the patient. It's not just at 30 days, but what happened to that patient when they came in the hospital? Were the appropriate drugs given and the inappropriate drugs discontinued or removed? Or worse off, were they given drugs that ultimately worsened their heart failure? If you think about it, those 30-day readmission rates are not all because of heart failure. As a matter of fact, only 40% are due to a re-exacerbation of the heart failure. They can take many turns. It can be anemia. It could be renal dysfunction. It could be dehydration from excessive diuresis. So rather than spending all that money just on the 30-day readmission rate, I believe that hospitals should focus on the totality of heart failure care and the importance of team care, which many hospitals have not yet adopted. If we believe in the new healthcare law, the new healthcare law impresses me for two reasons. It really stresses the importance of team care, particularly in these chronic care conditions, and patient-centeredness. What does the patient really want, and what does the patient really need? So let me have you think about another transition point. Do we really think that 48 hours of IV nitroglycerin, nitroprusside, milrinone, dobutamine, dopamine, or even the potential for a drug like serelaxin is really going to change what happens at 5 days, at 30 days, at 60 days, if we don't have the patients on the right drug? So this transition ignored point is, when do you start the chronic therapy? I have been doing heart failure trials for many, many years, and I am yet to remember a trial that said, after you finish this early treatment, now you put the patient on their chronic oral therapy on X number of days. I have never seen that. And yet, when we send the patients home, don't we want to send them on chronic therapy? And don't we want to uptitrate that chronic therapy? Because folks, let's face it, we don't have any new drugs. We haven't had any pow-wow wonderful trials of heart failure in the last few years. Even in our HFpEF world, TopCat was not a slam and dunker. So we don't even have good guidelines for the HFpEF patient. What a concept. Why don't we start using the drugs that we know that work? And when is that transition going to be made? I believe that we still have room to do some clinical trials to take the patient from that acute point to the chronic point. Is it at 48 hours? Perhaps. Maybe it's 72 hours. Maybe it's on the day of discharge. But I don't think any one of us knows. And everyone practices differently. I know I start chronic oral therapy very early in the hospital as soon as I stabilize the patient. I don't wait until I have totally diuresed the patient and have them euvolemic before I start, say, ACE inhibitors or ARBs or even beta blockers. And so as we look forward, it isn't just the 30-day readmission rate. The patient journey begins in the home when they're feeling poorly, continues into the emergency department, continues into the hospital, wherever they happen to be, and continues to their next stage. At each of these points, these are all transitions. and every single transition needs to be looked at carefully. We have been doing Get with the Guidelines now for many years and have a lot of important data that we have gathered. We continue to strongly support the Get with the Guidelines, and we also now have a 30-day form that you can fill out to track these patients. I think we need to learn from our own place what is working and what is not working. And maybe those resources that have been expanded tremendously without knowledge of what's really going on, without process mapping each system, may be in fact wasted. And I leave you with those thoughts. This is Ileana Pena saying goodbye.